Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today Rabbi Schneider shows us how to live a life that's filled with fascination and wonder. Children live in a constant state of awe. Every day there's something new and awe-inspiring for them to experience. Just think about your own life. When are you most absorbed in what you're doing? If I had to guess, I'd say it's when you're fascinated by what you're working on. So how can we learn to be more childlike and intentional in our own lives? Well, that's what we'll be learning today. So let's get started. Rabbi is going to show us how to pursue life with unyielding fascination.
I find that many people look to God to be like a magic genie. They don't really know God's character. They're not really seeking to know God's will, but rather they're looking to God to just answer their selfish prayers. But to walk with God, beloved ones, requires knowing His heart. It requires knowing what's important to Him. It takes an understanding of His will. And only when we position ourselves in a way that we know God's will and His character can we really capture His heart. Jesus said that He had come to do the will of the Father. In fact, we hear Him praying, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And do you know Yeshua warned us that in the last days before His return, there'd be a great rise, He said, in false teachers. One of the ways, beloved ones, we know the false teachers is if the gospel that they're preaching is man-centered. If it's all about man, if people are relating to God in a way that they're using God just to fulfill their American dream, or they're using God just to be someone that will help them achieve all that they desire to in their life without first asking God, "What's your purpose for me? What do you want me to do with my life?" Knowing that they're created by Him and for Him. Beloved, unless we understand that it's first about God and not first about us, we don't understand the real gospel. So with that said, I want to go now to the book of Jeremiah today, chapter number 33, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 2. Hear the word of God. "Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name. Call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." I love the King James. The King James words it, "Call to me and I will answer thee and show thee great and marvelous things that thou knowest not of." Of course, I'm paraphrasing just a bit there, but the idea is that if we believe in God and call upon Him, and if we're truly believing Him to show us things that we're not able to perceive in the natural world, the Lord is going to open up mysteries for us to be able to see what we can't see in the natural, to go where we couldn't go in the natural, to experience what we could never experience in the natural world. And I don't know about you, beloved ones, but that excites me. You see, when we're children, we have a great sense of adventure and everything is new. Some of you remember as a child, even being outdoors and how the animals were so just exciting for you, and how going places and experiencing things for the first time, it was just so wondrous. And life was all an adventure as we were experiencing things for the first time. But some of you can relate that as we aged, the adventure of life began to diminish. It began to become more and more like, "I've been there and I've done that." And so what do we do to get back that sense of wonder? What do we do to get back that sense of fascination, that drama? You know what we do, beloved? We go beyond the natural into the supernatural, because in the supernatural, it's always new. And that's what I love so much, beloved ones, about these verses that we're looking at now in Jeremiah chapter 33. The Lord said, "Call upon me and I will show thee great and wondrous things, marvelous things, fascinating things, things that you've not seen or heard before that you know not of." And in the supernatural, in our walk with God, life always is new, so that we're always experiencing new things, so that there's always a sense of wonder and a sense of adventure. And so I love this. And when I go to Papa, when I go to Daddy, when I go to Father God in the morning, I call out to him. I said, Lord, show me something marvelous. Show me something new. Reveal something to me that will fascinate me. Because in the realm of the spirit, beloved ones, there's always more. There's always something more. There's always something new, always something exciting. There's only two times in the Bible where we see a threefold repetition of any of God's attributes. And that revelation comes to us, beloved, in Isaiah chapter 6 and in Revelation chapter 4. It's really amazing. What happens in both instances is John and Isaiah see the Lord high and lifted up upon his throne. They actually see into the heavens. And as they see the Lord upon the throne, they hear the angels. And the angels don't cease crying out day and night, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Now, I want you to consider this for a second. If you just heard somebody in the natural saying the same word over and over and over again, it would become monotonous. But that's not what's happening in Isaiah 6 and Revelation 4. What is happening is that the glory of God is continuing to be manifest in greater and greater wonders in a higher and more glorious fashion, so that each time a new revelation of God's glory is released from him, the angels are so totally overwhelmed and taken back that they respond to each new wave of God's glory by saying, holy, holy, holy. So every time a new revelation of who God is springs forth from within him, because God is effervescently alive, there is always new bubbling up from him, and every new bubble of revelation of who he is that comes up from him that the angels experience each time a new wave of glory emanates from the Father and the Son and the Spirit, the angels go, holy, holy. It's like they're continually overwhelmed by each new revelation of the wonder of who God is, and it's always fresh and it's always new. So when the Lord tells us in Jeremiah 33, 2 and 3, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and marvelous things that thou knowest not of, or I will tell you great and marvelous things that thou knowest not of. What this means is that you and I can continue to be fascinated with life and captured by adventure and wonder as we move forward into the depths of eternal life, as God continues to give us fresh revelation of who he is. So this saying in the book of Jeremiah is one of my favorite portions of scripture in the entire Bible, because I want to be fascinated with God. And you know what? If our relationship with God is real, if it's vital, God is always going to be doing something fresh and something new in our life. Now, I will grant that it doesn't seem, at least for me personally, that every day there's a new revelation or every day there's something new. But I look at it more like going through seasons. God is continually bringing me into fresh seasons of revelation. He's continually doing fresh things in my life. Even though some days I have to just keep putting one foot in front of the other foot and walking it out and just practicing what he's shown me to practice, being obedient in what he's asked me to be obedient to. There are seasons when it's just putting one foot in front of the other and obeying. There are days when it doesn't seem like anything's new. But overall, if we take a step back, if we're really pursuing God, we'll be able to see that God is continually bringing us in to the new thing. And so once again, I want to encourage you to believe God for continually bringing something new, to continually bring something fresh into your life. And so the Lord said to Jeremiah, call upon me and I will tell thee great and marvelous things that you know not of.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. So please keep listening. Did you know that you can connect with Rabbi right on your phone? The Rabbi Schneider app is packed with resources, videos, and a daily devotional that are designed to help jumpstart your day. The Rabbi Schneider app is free, bringing you inspiration and encouragement 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Simply search for Rabbi Schneider in your phone's app store and download the app today. Discovering the Jewish Jesus could not accomplish its mission without partners like you. Together, we are preparing men and women for the soon return of Jesus. So please stop by our website to give a one-time donation or to partner with us on a monthly basis. Through your simple act of generosity, you are making an impact. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. And now, with the conclusion of today's message, here is Rabbi Schneider.
We're talking about, beloved, connecting with God's heart. We're talking about capturing God's heart. And when we look to Him as our source, when we believe God to do for us what His Word said He would do, and what does His Word say that He'll do? His Word tells us that He will continually fascinate us, that He'll continually make our life an adventure, that our journey will continue to bring forth new things if we'll look to God and call upon Him to do new things and to show us new things. So I want to encourage you right now. Maybe you're in a place right now in your life that you're just feeling stagnant. Maybe, beloved one, you're at a place in your life right now where you just feel that nothing is new anymore. You just feel that there's nothing that excites you anymore. You're having a hard time being motivated. I want to just join hearts with you right now. And we're going to ask the Father together that He would show us according to His Word and tell us great and wonderful things that we know not of. Let's believe God now to do for us what He said He would do. Father God, I just unite my heart with these, Father God, that are agreeing with me in prayer. Father, for these that have heard the Word preached through me today, and Father, as they've heard the Word preached, You've captured their heart and faith has arisen and they're now believing You, Father God, to do something new for them. Father, I want to thank You that in Christ Jesus and Yeshua HaMashiach, old things pass away and all things become new. I want to thank You, Father, that we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Father, I want to thank You that You're a God that's alive. And as a God that's alive, Father, You're always new. Jesus, thank You for giving us eternal life, a life that's always new. And right now, I just speak, Lord, to those that are in agreement with this prayer, especially those, Father God, that are just perhaps living in a state of depression right now, those, Father God, that just have been where they're at for a long time and they just kind of feel stuck. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, in Your name, I declare and decree over their life freshness in the Holy Spirit. Father, I just speak over their life now, something new in You. Holy Spirit, I ask You to open their hearts and fascinate them with the wonders of God. Jesus, I ask You to touch each heart right now that is bowing before You in humility and in trust. I ask You, King Jesus, to touch every heart that's in agreement with Me right now and bring them into something new. I pray, Lord, that You would recapture their heart. Father, I ask You to ignite their passion for You. Father, I ask You to push them forward deeper into the realm of eternal life in Jesus' name and for Yeshua's fame. Father, we praise You that You're a God that's alive, that You're always new, and that there's always more. So, Father, we ask You to fascinate us and show us great and marvelous things that we know not of, in Yeshua's name and for Yeshua's fame. Amen and amen. You know, Jesus said, seek and ye shall find. Knock, He said, and the door would be open. Ask, He said, and you'll receive. And in the Greek, in the language that the Scriptures were given to us, the context is keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. In other words, don't just do it one time, but press in. Press in for more. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. And beloved, as you keep asking and keep seeking and keep knocking, God is going to release to you fresh waves of His Spirit, and there'll be a continual momentum in your life. You see, some of us say we desire God, but you know what? If we really desire Him, we're going to do something about it. If we really mean what we say, if we really say that we desire God, if our confession is sincere, then we're going to do something, beloved, about that desire. If we're really hungry, we're going to pray. We're going to ask. We're going to seek. We're going to knock. We're going to repent of sin. We're going to fast by denying ourselves things in the natural so that we can receive more of the supernatural. So I'm telling you and encouraging you now, if your desire is really passionate so that you're actually taking action to seek God, God's going to do something new for you. The Lord said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Call upon me and I will tell thee great and marvelous things that thou knowest not of. Father, we take a hold of you right now by faith. Father, I believe for those that really have faith, for those that really have a hunger, for those that are really thirsty, for those that are taking action, as they take a hold and reach out by faith and truly have a faith that's backed up by action to reach out and lay hold of you, thank you, Father God, right now for releasing a new wave of revelation of your glory into their life. Father, I decree and declare, even as they sleep at night, Father, you're going to be ministering to them new things. Father, I declare that you're going to be bringing new people and new revelation into their life that will reignite their passion to discover new things in you. Father, I believe that their journey is going to be moving forward, that they're going to continue to ascend up the mountain. Father, that you're going to bring new resources into their life, expose them to new information, bring new books into their life. Father, bring new speakers and teachers and preachers into their life that will, Father God, bring them to the next level that they might continue, Father, on the journey and forever go up the mountain as they stay fascinated, Abba, Father God, with you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want you to know our God is alive. He's a living God. And the kingdom of heaven is an adventure. And it's meant to be discovered. That's why Jesus spoke in many parables. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke in parables. And without a parable, it says, he did not speak. We think, for example, of the sower and the seed. Jesus went out and he talks about the parable of the sower sowing the seed. And some seed fell on rocky ground and some seed fell on dry ground. And he elaborates on the parable. And the Bible says that later, when they were in private, the disciples said to him, Lord, tell us the meaning of the parable. And Jesus said this. He said, to you it's been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And then he explained the parable to them. But in order for them to understand the parable, think about it now, they had to ask, they had to seek. And so this is why Jesus speaks in parables. This is why he speaks in dreams at night, because he wants to involve us, beloved, in the adventure of discovery. And those that really wanted to know the meaning of the parable asked him, and he told them. Those that really seek him, beloved, find him. I want to bless you today and share with you that God loves you and he's got so much more for your life and my life than we realize. And all we need to do is put him first and pursue him. And I promise you, as you do, your life is going to forever be new. God is real. God's promises are sure. Listen, let's not be passive Christians. Let's not just wait around waiting for something to happen. If we really believe God the way that we say we believe God, we're going to do something to seek him. We're going to do something to lay a hold of him. We're going to draw near to him. And as we do, he's going to draw near to us. Father, I thank you for my beloved friends. I want to thank you for your love for them. I want to thank you, Father, that you're a God that's always new. And I want to thank you, Father God, that as these that are agreeing with me right now in prayer are seeking you, that they're going to more and more find you and that life will continue to be an adventure for them. Father, I bless them today in Jesus' name and for Yeshua's fame. God bless you, beloved ones, and shalom.
This is Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and you're listening to the Bible teaching of Rabbi Schneider. Well, Rabbi laid out two points that really stuck out to me today. The first being that God invites us to come to himself, And the second thing being that He will readily greet us. And that is such a comfort in these challenging days. And if you'd like to share this message about God's blessings with someone who might need to hear it today, you can do that by downloading our podcast or by visiting us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now, back to Rabbi.
Beloved, it's important that we put God first in every area of our lives. It concerns me that it seems that so many people today are trying to use God for an experience, but they're not being obedient. I think of many, many people that are going to churches. They love the worship music, but they're not being obedient to God's word. Jesus said, "Unless a man picks up his cross, denies himself, and follows me, he cannot be my disciple." Sacrificial obedience is the only way to truly walk hand in hand with God. This is why it's important how we handle our finances. Going back to the first book of the Bible with Abraham, all the way through the New Testament, we see that those that truly walk with God honor Him in every area of their lives, including their finances. I want to just ask you today, if discovering the Jewish Jesus is being used by Father God in your life to be a blessing, would you honor Him with your finances through this ministry?
There are several easy and convenient ways that you can give to support this ministry, so let me tell you about them. First, you can automate your gift by becoming a monthly partner. We've made signing up quick and easy when you visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or if you've got your phone handy, you can text a donation to us by typing the keyword Rabbi and sending it to the number 45777. That's Rabbi to the number 45777. You can also send your gift of any amount in the mail when you write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. And then finally, don't forget that you can give a gift right from the home screen of the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. Just click the donate button in the middle of the screen. The mobile app has a variety of resources and tools that are available, like our daily devotional, Rabbi's articles, and links to all of our social media platforms, such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know, living a life that's filled with wonder and awe takes a lot of intentionality and prayer. In the beginning, Adam and Eve, they didn't need to hear God's answer in the form of prayer because He walked with them. But these days, well, it's another story entirely. And I'd like to challenge you this summer to be intentional in your prayer life. You can learn how to pray with confidence by picking up your copy of Rabbi's book, The Key to Answered Prayer. You'll find it online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. But right now, let's wrap up our message with the blessing from Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over His people. And the Lord said, "When you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them." Receive the impartations of the Lord's blessings.
Yavarechecha Yahweh, vayishmarecha. Ya'ir Yahweh, panav elecha. Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Penav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again next time when Rabbi Schneider explains how we can be continually capturing God's heart. That's coming up Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.